Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 267. Today we're going to be talking about the ups and downs of your emergency fund. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show. Okay, so today I wanted to talk about the ups and downs of your emergency fund. So what I mean by this is emergency funds are funded and then they don't always stay fully funded. As much as we would like to fund them once and then just have it forever, that is not really how it goes. So if you're not familiar with an emergency fund is money that's saved to be used only in the case of an emergency. So generally, most experts say it's a good idea to have about 3 to 6 months saved in an emergency fund. If you have a job with higher risk of a layoff, or if maybe you have a family member with a severe illness or something like that, you might want to keep your emergency fund on the higher end of the 6 months rather than three, or even more than that. Having an emergency fund helps you stay out of debt because you're not relying on a credit card when an emergency comes up that you can't afford to pay for in your regular budget. So saving for an emergency fund is a really important and exciting goal. But unfortunately, once you achieve that goal and you have a fully funded emergency fund, emergencies do come up. Even a lot of times during when you're even originally just working on funding that goal, when you're trying to initially get it funded, you'll have setbacks where you have an emergency and you have to take money out from what you've saved before you've even hit the funding goal that you're trying to reach. And then again, once it is fully funded, emergencies will happen again, which will keep bringing this goal back over and over again. So there, of course, like I said, are times when something occurs that causes you to have to pull from your emergency fund. And that can really cause like mixed emotions, because on the one hand, you'll feel so grateful that you have the money in your emergency fund to cover expenses for whatever the situation is that has come up, or hopefully you'll have enough. If you don't have enough, at least you'll have something to make it a little bit easier to handle than if you didn't have your emergency fund. And especially if you're new to having an emergency fund, it's definitely a really great feeling to not have to use an emergency credit card to cover the cost of this unexpected situation. Having an account with cash that you can easily access to cover these expenses takes away that additional stress that is often added to an already difficult situation. But while we feel very grateful for having this money to handle the emergency, it can also feel really discouraging to have to pull that money out of the account, because you've probably worked really hard to save up your money to fund that emergency fund. And then when you have to see the balance decline because you actually have to use it, it can just be really kind of discouraging. So, you know, because it does take a lot of time and energy to fully fund an emergency fund. And we know that the reason that we're putting the money there is to cover emergencies. It's difficult to see that money get taken out of the account. So when you do have to take money from your emergency fund, like once you've had to use the money for something urgent that came up, it's going to be really important to replenish that account as soon as you can. So your replenishment plan will depend on the type of emergency you had and the amount of money you had to take out. But the most important thing is to make sure that you're taking steps, whatever steps you can take, whatever you're able to do to put money back into the account. And if you can only do a little bit at a time, then you can only do a little bit at a time. It's just important to work at getting it back to the amount you had originally determined that you wanted to hold for emergencies, because you don't want to take all that time and energy to save up that emergency fund and then just kind of let it dwindle away. So the goal is always to get it back to where you started when you have to take money out. Of course, if you had a major emergency that took most or all of your savings, it's going to be a lot more difficult, and maybe it's not even possible at the current time to replenish it. But at least coming up with a plan for the future when you can start funding the account will be helpful to kind of get you through that difficult time. It's really important to remind yourself how much of a better position you're in than if you didn't have that money set aside. Even if you did have to take a lot of it out and now you're kind of feeling discouraged because you have to put it back, just kind of reminding yourself like how that situation would have been different if you didn't have that money in the first place can really kind of help you see a little bit better, that it's not so bad. It would have been worse if you didn't have that money saved. And just kind of, remind yourself that there are always going to be these ups and downs. You know, one of the unfortunate parts about having an emergency fund is that you're going to need to use it over time. It's good to keep in mind that emergency funds are set up so that they can be used when needed. Like, that's the whole reason that you saved up the emergency fund in the first place. And more likely than not, you're going to need to access money from your emergency funds many times over the course of your life. So it's kind of a good idea to try and accept that you will probably never really be done with funding your emergency fund. Unless you're extremely lucky, you'll take money out of that account and you're going to have to replenish that money. When the time comes that you'll need to put money back into your emergency fund again, there's a chance you might have to take that money from something else that you had been saving up for. And that can be really frustrating. You know, maybe you had a goal to save up for like a really nice vacation this year, and then you had something major come up and you really need to get the money back into the emergency fund. So maybe now you need to take some of that money that you were trying to allocate towards that vacation savings to put towards your emergency fund to get the funding back up. And I'm not saying you have to say the vacation's off the table and I'm putting all of that money back into the emergency fund, but maybe you split it or maybe you take a portion, whatever seems reasonable based on how far below your emergency fund balance you're at, like where you'd like that fund to be at. One idea is to plan for emergency fund deposits in your budget, assuming that you may need to replenish it if something else comes up. And then if you don't need to, then you can add more money to your other goals rather than having to feel like you're pulling from other goals. You know, if you don't wind up using that money, you could say, okay, well, we didn't have to replenish the emergency fund because we didn't have any emergencies this year, or we only had a couple small ones and we didn't really need to pull from the account. So now you'll be able to put that extra money towards your other goals rather than having to pull from your other goals to fund the emergency fund if the need arises. Another thing to think about is that when emergencies do occur, just kind of take the time to think about what they were and is it something that you could have maybe prepared for or can prepare for better in the future. You know, some emergencies just happen and we just could not have anticipated them. But there's some things that maybe with a little bit better planning, we could save up for these types of expenses so that we don't have to rely on the emergency fund. Like, for example, maybe if you have an older car that seems to need a major repair like every year, maybe you might want to set aside some money for those repairs, even though maybe you don't know what the next big repair might be. But if you kind of are in that cycle where you're needing some major repair on an annual basis to an older vehicle, you might want to start saving money for that each year rather than having to draw from the emergency fund and then having to replenish that. Just kind of take the time to consider the things that you've had to pull money out when you do have to pull money out, and just determine if there was a better way to be prepared for that, or if it was just truly an emergency and, you know, that's just what the funds are there for. There's no way to plan for everything. And you don't want to be just saving for all these random things that may never occur. That's the point of the emergency fund. But if you think it's something that kind of seems to happen more frequently than not, then maybe it's something you might want to consider setting up a separate savings for, just so that you don't have to pull from the emergency fund for those types of expenses. And then the last thing I want to say about your emergency fund and how it goes up and down over time, which can feel frustrating, just remember that even though your emergency fund goal will probably never get complete because it always just seems to keep coming back over and over again each time you have something where you need to pull money from that account, just try to remind yourself how great it feels that you do have those funds available to deal with an emergency when it comes up. And at that time of the emergency, you don't have to worry about where the money's coming from. Later on, yeah, you have to figure out how you're going to get the money back, but at the time, it makes dealing with the situation so much easier. And likely, if you had an emergency without an emergency fund, you might have needed to use a credit card or take out a loan to deal with that situation. And then you'd have to pay back the card or the loan plus interest. And you'd have certain specific payments that you would have to make that you'd now be obligated to each month to come out of your monthly budget. You know, when you're using funds from your emergency fund, you still do need to put the money back, but you can do it on your own terms with the amounts and timing that works out for you. And there's no interest to pay. Paying yourself back is so much better than having to pay back someone else. So just try and keep in mind, you know, yes, there's going to be times when you need to pull from your emergency fund. Yes, it's going to be discouraging because you probably took a long time to get to that point where you had a fully funded emergency fund. But that's unfortunately just how emergency funds are. We saved them up to have the money available for emergencies. So when the emergencies come, we need to use that money and then we need to save up all over again. So it's a cycle that is going to go on probably forever. So just kind of try and keep yourself reminded of all the positive aspects of why you have that fund and how much better it is because you had it, rather than focusing on the fact that you are probably over the years going to have to work on funding it over and over again. So that's all I have to say today. The reason I was talking about this is because I'm in the situation where I'm replenishing my emergency fund this year because we had a few things happen right at the end of last year. I thought we were going to get through the whole year without pulling anything out. And then right at the end of the year, we got hit with a couple of big emergencies that we had to pull a big chunk of money out of our account. So we're working on this right now. So that's kind of what made me think of just kind of talking about this, because I'm also trying to remind myself to be positive and just remember that the money was there for this reason. And, you know, I shouldn't be discouraged because I'm working on putting it back. I'm trying to be really grateful that I had it there. So that's it for today's episode. I hope this was helpful to you in some way. Don't forget, you can email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. You can find blog posts for each episode on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. And you can also join our private listeners group at Facebook on facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. And if you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so that I can see you're listening. Also, if you can please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be super helpful to me. That is what helps the show come up in search results when people are looking for something with the topics like I discuss. There's also a link to financially support the podcast if that's something you're interested in. The link is in the episode details. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have a really awesome day. Are you in the mood to learn something new? Well, Skillshare is now offering 1 month free of Skillshare Premium. Unlock a passion, side hustle, or new professional skill with thousands of classes in design, business, and more. Start your 1 month free trial now by using the link within the podcast notes for this episode. There's no commitment and you can cancel at any time. So why not go ahead and learn a new skill that you have always wanted to have?